Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. I want to thank our generous anonymous sponsor of the series for the year. Sponsor of Zecha Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. Our anonymous sponsor is an extraordinarily generous individual. Hashem should continue to reward him. Special welcome back to Nathan Zucker. Great to have you in person, in the flesh. We are Mesillas Yesharim Perek Chaf, Chapter 20. The Ramchal is helping us chart a course toward a better and best version of ourselves, how to live with mindfulness and alacrity and all the qualities. And we're up to the Midah of Chassidus, how to live with piety, how to live with righteousness, how to be above and beyond, not be satisfied with good, but strive in our lives, in our relationships, in fact, to be great. And we last left off the Ramchal. Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto was warning us, was cautioning us. Sometimes in the pursuit of piety, if a person is not roa es hanolad, if we don't live with an eye to the future, if we don't live with a strategic vision, if we're not understanding and contemplating the consequences of our actions, something that can feel pious in the moment could in fact turn out to be destructive in the long run. So it's not enough in that moment to freeze the frame. It's not enough in that moment to ask ourselves, is this right and is this righteous? But a person has to try to see the future, to look into that proverbial crystal ball and say, is the choice I'm making right now going to have a payoff in the future? On the one hand, the Torah very strongly warns us, cautions us, gives us a mitzvah that we have to rebuke another. You see someone doing something wrong, we have to offer rebuke. If you love someone, then you share feedback, constructive criticism. However, careful not only about the message, the messaging. However, how often does someone raise their voice to offer criticism? How often does someone intervene or interject to give musar, to give tochacha, to offer rebuke to someone who's not in a place that they can hear it? They're unable to absorb it, to listen to it. And in fact, by reacting or responding so harshly, so critically, not only will you not inspire the person towards the behavior or the desired outcome, you do the opposite. You push a person away. You turn a person off. It's the exact opposite of the outcome that we want. It's been said, it has been said by people much greater than I, nobody ever started keeping Shabbos because a rock was thrown at their car or their head. Nobody ever said, as the rock grazed their windshield or as the rock hit him in the head, no one said, you know, I didn't believe in Shabbos, I wasn't going to keep it. But now that my car is dented, now that my skull is cracked open, I think I'll give Shabbos a chance. Nobody ever started keeping Shabbos because a rock was thrown at their head. A person needs to know, will this be effective, will it be productive, or will it be counterproductive? In the moment it might feel right or righteous, it doesn't mean it's the correct thing to do. And you have to understand, when the Ramchal tells us this shikul, this balance, this consideration, it's not insignificant. Because tochacha, musar, is one of the great mitzvos that the Torah places emphasis on. And the Mesillas Yesharim himself, in the last parak, in Parak Yotes, writes about the goda mailas hamekana l'Hashem. We spoke about oavei Hashem sinura. We spoke about if you love God, then you're not indifferent or apathetic to when those trample on God, His values, His principles, His prescription for this world. We spoke about what it means to defend the Almighty, to defend His values, His virtues. Spoke about in the Parsha Shir yesterday. I'm waiting to be canceled any minute now. But the Pasuk Lo Yilbash Gever, and the importance of differences in the genders and maintaining it and preserving it, and Hashem's vision for a world that Zachor Nekeva Bar'am. We don't have to be apologetic or defensive. We should be sensitive and respectful, but we don't have to be apologetic. So on the one hand, there's this emphasis on being a Mekana LaHashem. Person has to have a certain level of zealotry to defend Hashem's honor. On the other hand, person has to do so in a way which will elevate and enrich and inspire, not do the opposite. And that balance, knowing the answer to that question, is very difficult. That's why it's here in Perek Chaf, it's in chapter 20. That's why it is under the umbrella of the chassid. The truly pious person is not doing what feels righteous, is not doing what looks super religious, but is saying in the long run, what is the greater value? What will serve the greater good? Sometimes the more righteous thing is to be quiet. It's just to be quiet. It's to be an observer, is to absorb the blow. V'kach amr zechorin levrach, our Gemara in Yevama says, k'shem shem mitzvah lomar davar anishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar esha'eno nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah to speak when it will be heard, there's often a mitzvah to not speak when it won't be heard. How do we know when we should push the envelope, make the comfortable uncomfortable, make the uncomfortable comfortable? How do we know? That's the difficult decision of the chassid. Rei pashadu, sheroi lech olden lios maktem v'ratz advar mitzvah, ulehishtada lios min ha'oskim ba. On the one hand, we have a concept of zrizim maktim in lemitzvos. Mitzvah bal yodcha al tach mitzena. We have four or five or six statements of Chazal. Rav Asher Reitz brings down and compares and contrasts what's the difference between them. But we have many, many statements about acting with alacrity, running to go do a mitzvah. On the one hand, there's an attitude of enthusiasm, zeal, alacrity, running to do the mitzvah. But inei lefamim yachol leivaled mizeh meriva. But sometimes in that pursuit of running to go do the mitzvah, unintentionally, a person could create tension or conflict or a fight. The obvious example that comes to mind, tragically, unfortunately, and all over, is who will lead the amud. You have several avelim, and everyone wants to honor their loved one and fights. This one davens too much, too little, too fast, too slow, a member, an associate member, a guest, a pillar, and fights break out. Maybe it's noble to want to run, to pursue, to do a mitzvah. The Bir Halacha already brings down the Chafetz Chaim and many others. The greater tribute to your loved one is to avoid conflict than leading the amud. It's a bigger tribute to your loved one to not enter machlokas and to be easygoing and to be a mevater. That's a greater honor and a tribute. So the Ramchal tells us something can feel righteous in the moment. What's more righteous than running to lead the amud, than fighting for the chance to be the batfil, the chazan? The answer is what's more righteous is maintaining peace, maintaining love, maintaining unity, maintaining community. Sometimes in that pursuit of doing a mitzvah, you trample on the mitzvah and you dishonor it. So the whole goal ostensibly was to honor the mitzvah and you can violate it. Some don't know, Rav Moshe holds, I know there's different opinions. Let's say you have two avelim and they say, you know what, we'll just make multiple marevs. We'll find corners all over the building and everyone will grab 10 men and they'll make their own marev. Rav Moshe says, don't do that. Barov amadras melech. Better for everyone else to be foregoing, forgiving, daven in one minyan, barovam, with achdus. Whoever was the winner got to lead the amud. That was it for the night. Maybe he'll be the next night. But you don't break away. You don't create multiple competing, says Rav Moshe. So in the pursuit of doing the mitzvah, you'll create machlokas. You'll incite sinna, hatred, tension. You'll make people feel marginalized. Alone, isolated, that's not worth it for the pursuit of the mitzvah. So it's such a critically important notion that the Ramchal is reminding of us. We believe in righteousness and piety. We should strive to be a chassid, but not at the expense of other competing core values. So a person has to have a big mind or consult with big people to know how to reconcile these competing values. Which one supersedes the other? What's more important? What, even if it feels righteous in the moment, is not righteous overall because it's not serving the greater good. We see this with the Levim. We'll end with this. Shayoyodim. The Medrash tells us, Shekomi Shetoin Ba'aron Schara Maruba. Whoever got the privilege of carrying the Aron, the Ark, the Luchos, the Man, and the Torah, whoever had the privilege of carrying the Ark, ooh, what a schar, what a privilege, what reward. Hayomenichanes HaShulchan HaMenorah Mizbachos. So they would abandon the Shulchan HaMenorah and the Mizbeach in order to be able to get the honor, the distinction of carrying the aron, v'kulon ratzon l'aron l'litzol schar. That's what everyone wanted. U'mitoch kach hayazem meriv v'omer ani toin kan v'zem meriv v'omer ani toin kan. So what happened? They would wrestle over the aron. They would fight over the aron. U'mitoch kach hayinog in kalos rosh v'ayisashchina pogas b'hem. So in fighting over who got to carry the aron, they were flinging insults. They were wrestling. They were pulling it apart. They were offering profanity. There was all in the pursuit of doing something that's supposed to be right and righteous, holy and pious. They acted in an unpious way. So a person has to always be mindful. Yes, we strive to be a chassid. Yes, we have ambition to be righteous and pious. But how does it fit into a bigger context? What is the bigger context? What are the bigger implications what are the consequences, intentional and unintentional? And only when it fits correctly into the bigger puzzle is it righteous to pursue. If it doesn't, even if it feels good or religious in the moment, it doesn't mean it's right or righteous, and a person needs to be mindful of that all the time. We continue with Living with Emunah, 8:45. Tonight, big celebration, big milestone. I'm sure you all have your calendars marked. Tonight is the 100th episode of Behind the Bima. And we are celebrating with Eitan Katz, the great singer, songwriter. And we are celebrating by sharing. People can share their favorite guests, favorite moments, and we'll play it or read it if you share it with us. So hopefully we'll see you tonight.